This is a Mikias recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis. So at the very end of Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, we had the following scenario. The sukkah was so short, it was less than 10 tfachim off of the ground. That's where the schach was. So what he did was, v'chokak ba kedei lahashlima la'asara. He dug a ditch inside the floor of the sukkah in order to make the airspace between the floor and the schach 10 tfachim. Im yesh misfas chakak ula kosel gemel tfachim psula. If there is more than 3 tfachim between the wall and the edge of the ditch, then the sukkah is pasul, because we don't say that the ditch joins up with the walls and forms a 10 tefach sukkah. Now going over to Dalet Amid Beis, top of the page. Pachos mishlosha tefachim, but if it's less than 3 tefachim from the edge of the ditch to the wall, kishera, then it's kosher. So the Gemara now asks, wait a second, we had a case before where in the case of the itztaba and the amud, if it was Dalet Amos to the wall, it was good. And here it needs to be within 3 tefachim of the wall. So now we ask, why in the case of the pillar or the itztaba, where we said as long as it's within Dalet Amos of the wall, it's good. Why over here do we require it to be within 3 tefachim of the wall? Obviously a much shorter distance. Our answer is, Hasam de Isay Ladofen, Pachos Me Arba Amos, Sagya. Over there, where he already has walls, then to make it within 4 amos of those existing walls, then it's good enough. It has to be within 4 amos. Then you can apply the rule of Dofen Akuma and imagine that the wall travels alongside the roof of the schach and is next to the kosher schach. However, Hacha l'shavuye Dofen, here he's trying to create 10 tefach walls, meaning he doesn't even have 10 tefach walls. He's using the ditch to complete the amount. So therefore, pachos mishlosha tefachim in, if it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, he can use that to create a 10 tefach wall. But if if it's more than 3 tefachim, you can't use that to create a wall. Next case, hoysa gavoa me esrim ama, if it was taller than 20 amos, so the schach was too high. Uvana ba amud, and he built a pillar, he built a platform, shaya gavoa asara tefachim, that itself was 10 tefachim tall, the yeshbo hechsher sukkah, and it was big enough, let's say it was, a 4x4 ama, 10 tefach tall platform in the middle of the sukkah. So it has no walls, but it is tall enough that the bottom of it could be a sukkah. So now we're going to learn our third halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. We've already had Dofen Akuma, and we already had Lavud. So Dofen Akuma meant as long as you're within 4 amos of the wall, we view the wall as traveling up alongside the schach. And Lavud meant when you're creating a machitza, when you're creating a wall, as long as it's within 3 tefachim of one another, we view it as joined together. Now we're going to have the third one called Good Asik Machitza. So there we have Savar Abaye Lememar. So Abaye thought to say Good Asik Machitza, which we're going to translate as meaning we view the walls as going up and traveling up to Shamaya, meaning. So we have a rule that, like, let's say you have a wall which is, 10 tefachim high. You have a machitza. Envision a machitza and shul or whatever. It's not really the same thing, but let's just envision it. So it's lahalacha, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall off the ground, then we view it virtually as if it travels up to the heavens. Meaning that's called good asik machitza. That's the third halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. As we pointed out before, it's not necessarily logical. This is just the rule. So Abaye is now going to say a chiddush. And he's going to say that, well, the bottom of the pillar, if you view a solid block with 10 tefach walls on either side, meaning they're not going above the floor of the pillar, but if you were to be standing on the ground, you would see a 10 tefach wall. So each one of those 10 tefach sides of the pillar creates a virtual wall that surrounds the person who's standing on top of the pillar, and therefore it should go up to meet the schach, and now you have a kosher sukkah that you're in. So that was Abaye's idea. Amar le Rava. Rava says, no, but inan mechitzos anikaros v'leka. You require not just virtual walls when you're in a sukkah. Literally, you need walls that are recognizable, and this is not recognizable. So you can't use 4 virtual walls when you are in a sukkah. Tana Rabbana. New case. Noatz arba kundisin v'sikech al gabon. Let's say you just spread out four pillars, and he put the schach on them. He built a frame, and he put the schach on top of the frame. So Rav Yaakov machshir v'chacham and poslin. Rav Yaakov says, that's good enough. You don't need any walls in between. And the chacham say, yes, you do need walls in between. Amar Rav Huna says, machlokes al svas hagag. The whole machlokes is if you build this on a rooftop, and it is, and it's, the four pillars are on the corners of the roof. The Rav Yaakov Savar Aminan Good Asik Machitzta, the Rabbanan Savri Lo Aminan Good Asik Machitzta. Because Rav Yaakov would say, in this case, you're on the roof of a building, and we view the walls of that building as continuing upward to the Shemayim, and therefore those are your four virtual walls of your sukkah. And the Rabbanan say, no, you don't say good asik machitzta in that case. You don't say that there are virtual walls going up from the sides of the building. Avol be'emtza hagag, but when it comes to the middle of the roof, meaning you're not building it alongside a virtual wall, divrei hakol psula. Everyone would agree that that sukkah is possible. That is the first view of this machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, no, be'emtza hagag machlokas. The Rabbanan and Rav Yaakov are arguing even in the middle of the roof. He holds that four pillars are enough, and you view the walls as being in between these four pillars. Iboilu, so now we have the following question based on this discussion. Be'emtza hagag machlokas aval asfas hagag divrei hakol kishera. When Rav Nachman said they argue in the middle, when Rav Nachman said they argue in the middle of the rooftop, so but everyone would agree, even the Rabbanim would agree, that if it was on the edge of the roof, we would view the walls as virtually extending upward, and everyone would agree that that's kosher. O Dilma, bein bezu, machlokes. Or maybe no, it would be a machlokes either way, meaning the Chachamim would hold that we never use virtual walls on the side of the building, and Rav Yaakov would hold that we always use virtual walls, even in the middle of the rooftop, without the side of the building. So Teiko, we don't know the answer to that question. We're not sure whether they'd argue, or whether the Rabbanim would agree if it was on the side of the building. Meisvei, I have a kasha now. No, it's Dalit Kundisin Ba'aretz V'Sikech Al Gabon. You put four pillars, you built a frame with the four thick pillars on the ground, and you put the schach on top. Rav Yaakov machshir v'chacham and poslim. So Rav Yaakov says it's kosher, and the chacham say it's posel. V'ha'aretz ke'emtza hagag dami. Obviously, when you put it on the ground, it's the same as being in the middle of the roof. You're not using it on the side of the roof. V'cha machshir Rabbi Yaakov. And this proves that Rav Yaakov says it's kosher even in the middle of the roof. So tiyufta de Rav Huna tiyufta. This disproves Rav Huna and shows that Rav Nachman's analysis of the machlokes is correct. And furthermore, be'emtzahu depligi. They're arguing in the middle of the roof, meaning it proves that the chachamim would also agree that if it was on the side of the roof and you had virtual walls, that would be good. Right, but if it was at the edge of the roof, everyone would agree that it's kosher. So leva da'avit yufta de Rav Huna bitarti. So that's a double disproof of Rav Huna. So Amar Lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, nah, he could answer you. I mean, he's not actually saying this, but he could answer you very easily. Pligi b'emtza hagag v'u'adin asfas hagag. They argue both on the middle of the roof and on the side of the roof, meaning even with or without the virtual walls, they argue. V'ayid dekomev pligi b'emtza hagag, and the fact that there's a machlokes on the middle of the roof, lehodiacha kocho de Rabbi Nassan, de Rabbi Yaakov, sorry, is to show you the koach of Rabbi Yaakov, to show you how seriously Rabbi Yaakov does not require actual walls. Dafilu be'emtza hagag nami machshir. He says it's even kosher in the middle of the roof, meaning where there's no virtual walls, there's no real walls, there's nothing, and he still says four pillars are good enough. You don't need any walls on a sukkah. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbis taught the following in a brisa. Noatz arba kundisin ba'aretz v'sichech al gabon. If you put four pillars into the ground and you built the schach on top of that frame, Rav Yaakov Omer, roin kol, she'ilu yichakaku v'yichalku. So now he's going to say, we look at the following. If we were to carve out something that the yeshboy and tevach l'kan v'techa l'kan, and there would be, in other words, if you would carve out a right angle out of these pillars, and there was enough to form one tefach going in one direction, one tefach going in the other direction. Meaning, let's say instead of having nice round pillars, you carved out a right angle facing the other pillars out of each one of the pillars. Would it be a tefach by a tefach? Meaning you'd have to have a circumference of a little more than three tefachim on every single pillar, and then you could carve out a right angle of one by one tefach. So we said, Roan Kili Chakaku v'Yichalku. If you would carve it out, v'Yeshban Tefach Lakan v'Tefach Lakan, it would be a Tefach pointing in each direction of the rest of the frame. So nidon and mishum diyumad. We would treat it as a diyumad. I can't explain it at length what that means, but the simple pshat in a diyumad means that there is another halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that if you have that if you have four right angle mechitzas of one tefach in each direction, so that would be considered as if it's surrounded by walls, and that makes it into a reshus hayachid. The imlav, but let's say the pillars are not thick enough to have one tefach going in each direction, so ein nidona mishum diyumad. We do not treat it as a diyumad, and we can't apply this rule, and that doesn't create the virtual walls. Shoyer Rav Yaakov Omer, Rav Yaakov says, diyum de sukkah tefach. That you can build a sukkah without real walls. You just have to have a bunch of right angles of a tefach in each direction. And the Rabbanans say you have to have two proper walls, and then the third wall can be very small, even only a tefach. We'll get into more details about that. Okay, moving a little bit further now. If you don't have a sukkah, if the sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim tall. So now, the next umid or so, we're going to be discussing the source for how we know that a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So we're not going to get through all of it right now, but let's get started. Minnolan, from where do I know that a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall? Itmar, Rav v'Rabbi Chanina. So we have a Gemara, which has a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, Bekule Seder Moed. Right? So they were quoting in all of Seder Moed, Kol Kihai Zuga, Chalufei Rav Yochanan, Ma'aili Rav Yonasan. Right, so in Seder Moed, some say that whenever you have this group, this pair of Amoraim, so take out Rabbi Yochanan and put in Rabbi Yonasan. So there was a machlokas in traditions whether this statement, when they would talk about these groups, is it Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan? Okay, either way, it's either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan, and these other Amoraim, Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chaviva. So, and it's either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan with them. So Aron Tisha, so the Aron Kodesh that was in the Mishkan was 9 tefachim tall. The Kapores Tefach, and the roof, the cover of the Aron, was 1 tefach thick. Harekan Asara. So that makes it 10 tefachim tall. And then what does it say in the Pasuk? V'nodati lecha sham v'dibarti idcha me'ala kapores. I'm going to make myself known to you from there. Meaning Hashem was saying to Moshe, I'm going to speak to you from on top of the Kaporis. So I'm going to make myself known and speak to you from on top of the Kaporis. And therefore, and further, I'm just going to read the top of the Yom and Aleph. V'tanya, and a Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, me'olam lo yorda shechina lamata, v'lo olu Moshe ve'Eliyahu lamarum. So the Shechina never came fully down, and Moshe and Eliyahu never went fully up whenever they communicated with Hashem. All right, we're going to have to explain what that is going forward, but this is the beginning of the source of how we know that the minimum size of a sukkah is 10 tefachim, based on the Aron and the Kaporis being 10 tefachim in total.